Okay. Any question? Who's the victim today? Volunteer? Good for you. Where are we?
We're still talking about man who has to learn the language of animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We talked about it. And I hope you went through and you paged it at least. This is what you were supposed to do, right? So today let's look at it a little bit differently, with another lens to add to all the meanings of the story. Let's go to the title. The title is Someone Who Wants to Learn the Language of the Animals. This is the title, right? It's explained in 9 paragraphs, which the real story is only in one. The first one was the man begging for that nonsense. Second was a long one, Moses and God talking. There Rumi explained why you will be given even when you ask for something wrong. Because the choice is yours, right? Then, in the paragraph today we will read, he will explain a very silly stuff. The cock will steal a little bit of the bread from the dog, and the dog will say, "Ah, oh, you violated my rights and you're a bad guy." To make this story. Next paragraph, everything happens. Bum, 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 bum. Then we have some more paragraph to do the explaining and the outcome of this, and how the Moses will pray for the guy and God, all of that. Why? Let's go back to the title. What was the title?
Of today's story?
The title was A Fellow Who Wanted to Learn the Language of Animals. Animals. We talked about animals, didn't we? So today look at it this way, that when he's talking about the animal, let's realize what that animal really is. Okay? But before going there, he talked about an animal in a very strange way in the last paragraph we read. Do you remember the before last verse we read last time? It's 3293. You remember that? Man rides on the steed of, we have honored, blah, 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 blah. Somehow he's telling you that the human being is riding on sort of a horse, an animal, and he has in his hand the ability to understand and make the choices. And that animal is this, karamna, means the gift of God. And because of that gift of God, we are riding a horse which no animal does. We have sort of understanding that no animal has, right? Just remember that. Let's start. Yep.
While that seeker was content to be taught the language of domestic fowls and dogs, and how Moses, on whom be peace, complied with his request, he said, "At any rate, the language of the dog, which is at the door, and the language of the feathered domestic fowl." "Hark," said Moses, "thou knowest. Go, it has arrived. The language of both of these will be revealed to thee."
Okay, who are both of these?
Territorial. Mm-hmm.
One is the dog. The dog, we know, is a part of the ego. Remember? Those animals represent ego, is the donkey, the dog, the cow. Remember it all, right? Okay, here he will explain the cock, the chicken. Why does he explain it? That the language of the dog who is at the door. What does that mean? Do you remember? Opening of the door, the door should be open, and he said, look at the dog. When he's at the door, he's harsh. When he's somewhere else, he's not. So at the door is the harshness of the dog, which is defending me, right? But what about the other fellow? He's represented that he is the family of having wings. What does that mean? Do you remember we talked and we learned from Rumi that when we want to talk about thinking and thoughts, because thoughts will fly, we always consider them birds. Okay? But within these birds, there is one exception. There is this silly one. Yeah. Because it doesn't fly. Okay? And does Rumi forget about that? Could he? We are sure that Rumi cannot forget about that. Do you remember that? The other story? There is a famous story about Rumi. Let's talk about this flying stuff. It starts with Shams. Shams in the third line, which is partial memories of his, he will write down the story of him and his father. Mm-hmm. And Rumi will bring that story in the book. The story goes like this. Shams will say, when I was a kid, when I was a young fellow, one day my father called me and said, hey, come here. What about you? You don't have education, you don't do anything, you don't marry. What's wrong about you? He says, I told my father, our story is, if you put the egg of another bird under another bird, what will happen? You say, I am like putting the egg of a duck under a chicken. Okay? The little ones, they come out. They run away. And the duckling will jump in the water. Now look at me, father. I'm standing in the water. If you are a part of me, come in. If not, shut up and don't give me headache. This is his story about his life. And Rumi wants you to understand it and to know it, so at the end of a book, you will find it. This next one. Okay? So here, he chooses this, and he will tell you that this is a member of flying bird. In that story, we say, this is the only silly bird that cannot fly. And we had another story, yes. The woman who will take the eagle, remember the falcon, and will cut everything and will not let it fly, because that lady understands only non-flying chicken. And this is a non-flying bird. The guy does not want to understand the language of birds. He chooses this one, which he believes that he has wing, but we know that is a useless wing, right? So remember these two. The dog is the ego, and the chicken is stupid non-flying ideas. which are personal, which are with me when I'm in the hole that I dig. Remember, I'm deep down in my ego. We are prisoners of our ego. Do you remember the prison? Where is that prison? You sit next to it. Move a little bit.
Where's the prison? In here.
Ah, okay. What was the story? Anyone? Yes, parrot in the cage. That was the most important stuff, and we mentioned it. The parrot is the lovely thought, love idea. And that parrot is imprisoned in a cage of a merchant. Okay? Remember all of this. Now, pay attention that the guy wants to know the language of two silly stuff. Why? Because he's silly himself. Why does he want to learn the language of the animals? To have some benefits. Right? And having benefits from what? When you are selfish, when you are narcissist, you need help from whom? Yourself. Because you believe only in yourself. So he wants to learn the language of two animals which are a part of him. These are not the good ones. The bird doesn't fly, and the dog, we know, at the door just barks. Now read it.
At daybreak, in order to make trial, he stood waiting on the threshold. The maidservant shook the tablecloth, and a piece of bread, the remnants of last night's meal, fell out. The cock snatched it up at the steak. The dog said, "You have done injustice to me. Begone. You can eat a grain of corn, while I am unable to eat grains in my abode. You can eat corn and barley and the rest of the grains, while I cannot, O jubilant one."
Okay, what happened? Okay, read the last verse.